Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Stephen Gaffney is our guest, our good friend, longtime 14-year member of our Brain Trust, president, CEO of Stephen Gaffney Group, author of many books, including Be a Change Champion, Honesty Sales, the whole Honesty series. That's his beat, is helping you be honest. And he, right now, Stephen, you want to talk about executing truthfully. What does that mean?
Yeah, so first of all, the
does it mean something more than it sounds?
Well, first, finding and focusing on your heart or your business. Second is executing truthfully, which you're right. It sounds so easy, but it isn't so simple. And the three key tenets to actually executing truthfully, because that's where I think in businesses, people trip up. They get the business, but they don't manage expectations really well.
Do we get tripped up with trying to reconcile truthfulness with ethical behavior?
Absolutely.
Wouldn't it be, and I don't mean to push back on you too much here, but wouldn't it be better to say execute ethically?
Well, here's the thing.
Because ethics is not black and white. Ethics is gray.
Well, here's the thing. Ethics gets into judgments and value, and I'm always back to what's practical. And so it's practical to execute truthfully. So I take it out of the right and wrong, because here's the thing. Once you say truthfully and you go down to ethics, and people say, I am ethical, and then it just and so it gets into the goes down the wrong path. Versus if you say execute truthfully, and let me give you an example with one of the tenets: make and keep your word without following up. So let's talk about that. Make and keep your word without following up. In other words, if you say something's going to be done by Friday at 5 o'clock, you make sure it's done by Friday at 5 o'clock without somebody following up. And also, we make sure we hire people that we don't have to spend time babysitting. Mm. That's executing truthfully. The second one, which is even harder.
Well, so what you're saying is being truthful is the best practice.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. It's like, let's take away the right and wrong. Obviously, honesty is the best policy and all that stuff. But let's take away right and wrong. I'm talking about it's just the best companies, the best organizations execute truthfully. And where they really trip up is the second tenet, which is establishing proactive and foreshadowing honesty. Proactive and foreshadowing honesty. And let me address what I mean by that. Proactive is that we are proactively ensuring when we see issues happening without being asked. Reactive honesty is we wait to be asked. Proactive is we say to somebody, look, hey, we promised this delivery by Friday, but it's Wednesday and we can see there's some potential problems, so we just want to be proactive with that we actually need to change that to Monday. Foreshadowing honesty is where we're not only proactive about everyday issues, but we look down the road and we say, wait a minute, these are potential issues, but I also have some great ideas that aren't maybe pertinent at this moment.
All right, let me give you a scenario. I'm gonna get you to work this out. This is one that's happened to me over the years. I'm talking about decades ago. So it's December, and it's the first of December. You're one of my customers. You're buying equipment from me. And you call me and you say, hey, Jim, I need to get this new box in. I need to order another one of these boxes. Now, I know that there's a new version coming out in January, but you don't. And you say, Jim, I need this box right now. And so I go to you and I say, okay, why do you need it now? And you say, because my other was broken. We have to get these projects done this month. Okay, then I just need to sell you the new box. I don't have to tell you about the new one, right?
Well, see,
But if you say, well, I just want to make sure we get it going because I'm going to need it in January, then I'm probably obligated to tell you about the new one.
Yeah, and see, where this is where businesses trip up all the time. You got to be proactive, and you have to foreshadow honesty. Here's the reason why. Because once they find out that there's that new box that came out, they're going to be upset. And so
But remember what he said. In the first example, he said, no, I said, why do you need it now? Because my other one broke and we have to get our December orders out.
Absolutely. So we'll deliver it, but I want to let them know what's coming down the pike so that they do not say later on that they were resentful. And also, maybe I work out a
But am I obligated? Am I obligated to tell them about the new one if they're telling me they want one right now and they didn't ask about a new one?
See, here's the issue.
This is where ethics bumps up against truth.
Right, and I try to take it out of obligation gets into judgment. I go into what's practical for businesses and the best businesses.
But don't forget, I'm trying to make my year-end annual budget too.
I got it.
I mean,
but
my bonus.
We have to think long term. We're going to ruin our potential business for next year. And either way, there's ways to kind of just be upfront. Well, not kind of, to be upfront, because in the end, we find out and our customers find out the truth. And so it's bad news or difficult or challenging or ideas are always better coming from us than if somebody else finds it out.
Right.
And then we're playing gotcha.
If you don't ask them, I think the key to the solution is you have to ask them. In this particular case, you have to say, why do you need it now? And if they tell you that why they need it and they do need it now, then I think you're obligated to fulfill their order. But if
Absolutely.
they say, well, I just want to make sure we have it ready for January 1st, then I think you're obligated to tell them about the new one.
See, I think both. We want to deliver what they need and be proactive and always practice full disclosure, because they'll find out the truth and we may ruin the relationship down the road. It's a tricky issue.
I'm always promoting the relationship over the transaction. No question.
I know you're
about
great.
That. But again, my point is, again, this is what's tricky about it. This is why we have you on to help us discuss these things. And everybody's ethics is their own flavor, their own color. Hey, I need a website quickly, Stephen.
Yeah, justbehonest.com, justbehonest.com, and I actually have a document on this that can help them execute that in their business.
So check it out. Thank you for that, Stephen. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.